It is Dave O'Neill here on ABC Radio Melbourne, and I have a guest in the studio. Ben Quilty is an acclaimed artist and social commentator. He's an Archibald Prize winner. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you for having me on.
Now, we were just talking about VCE. How did you go in HSC VCE Year 12?
Oh, not so well. I actually failed art. When I look back on it, I really realise now I shouldn't have paid any attention.
None. You failed art and you're a professional artist
now. I did, yeah. I did make the major work the night before it was due in, and there's a small component of looking at how you build that yes. concept throughout the year, so I deserved it.
Yeah, right, yeah. So are you having too much fun in year 12?
Yeah, I think I was more Breaking Bad than studying, but yeah. You know, what 17-year-old boy can concentrate, and good on you if you can, but I was late bloomer.
Yeah, late bloomer.
About 40, actually.
Yeah, right. You don't look 40. Now, you're part of the inaugural NGV Triennial, a gallery-wide exhibition featuring more work. Can you tell us what it's about, Ben?
Look, it's a huge exhibition, international. It's the sort of the way museums are going around the world now to showcase what's happening in the world and give curators at the NGV in Melbourne the chance to pick the works of artists from around the world who they think are making the most important current work about what's happening on the planet. And for me, there's a lot of work in there about the Syrian refugee crisis, about people moving, about borders breaking down. And I guess through that conversation, trying to work out how to conceive cleverer concepts for the future of how we deal with these breaking down of borders and these floods of millions of people who lose their homes.
You went, didn't you, with the writer Richard Flanagan not a study trip, but you went to Europe to have a look.
I did. Last January, Richard asked me to go over as a companion of a friend. He's a mate, but also to help him illustrate a story he was writing for The Guardian in London. And I've been back and forwards ever since, spent time all around Syria. I haven't actually been into Syria, but right around the borders of Syria through the Bekaa Valley into Jordan. And then also following before the sea of refugees stopped, following them through across onto Lesbos, across the Mediterranean from Turkey, then up through Serbia on their way to Germany.
How was that?
To be honest, I think Richard and I thought we'd have a bit of a boy's own adventure. And on day three, we were standing on a beach in Lesbos and both of us were in floods of tears. I've never seen anything like it. And I guess for me that the work in this NGV Triennial is a painting of a life jacket that I brought home with me from the shore of Lesbos. But to try and humanise the jacket's made for a tiny little person. I have a daughter who I think would have been the same age. To think of having to put my daughter in a life jacket and do what that mum and dad did for that little child, I think it just brings it home, and it's hard for us to conceive, to understand what that would have been like without having some contact with that child or with those people or with the story.
Yeah, and you also went to Afghanistan.
Some years ago, 2012 I was there.
Man, what was that like?
That was also pretty weird.
Full on, I expect.
Very crazy. Came back from there with a huge respect for the young men and women who go. And I went there really I was always completely paranoid that I'd be conscripted. And having grown up, born the year after the Vietnam War, you constantly hear about the Cold War. And I don't think it was complete paranoia to be scared of conscription. It was something that was very real in 1971 and 72. So I went, one of the reasons, apart from the fact that the Australian War Memorial invited me to go, was to ask these young people, why are you here?
Right.
Did you stuff up your VCE? Is this why? What are you doing here? How would you make this decision? And at the same age as these 18-year-olds were there learning Pashtun and defending a race of people, building schools for girls, at that age I was off my head, wasting my youth, being destructive and doing no good for nobody. And that answered the question. I thought, I see why these guys and girls are making selfless decisions filled with adrenaline, so it ticks all the boxes of what a lot of 18- and 19-year-olds want. But also learning this new culture in Afghanistan and learning that they weren't there to change that culture, that they are there to try and liberate a people. And in a sense, the Syrian things obviously come out of that.
Yeah.
And felt like unfinished business, I guess, for me as an artist to continue that story.
Yeah, well, as an artist, you seem to be drawn to, like, these causes and these issues. It's something that must be inside you, that kind of yearning for that kind of thing.
Well, I...
To try and understand it.
Yes, to try and understand it. Yeah. Absolutely. I think it's funny. I remember hearing a prime minister say, we are not a racist country. Australia is not a racist country. And I thought, well, it's easy for you to say, being straight, white and male, that this isn't a racist country. But I went to school. I had a mate whose parents are Vietnamese, and not a day went by in his school where he wasn't taunted for being Chinese.
Called names, yeah,
and
of course.
He wasn't even Chinese.
Yeah, right, yeah. Oh, yes. Now, okay, so the triennial, when's it opening?
It opens today. There was a preview last night, and it's open tonight and open to the public tomorrow.
So you've had a bit of a look at other people's work?
I have, yes. Yeah, there's some extraordinary things in there. Ron Muick, the Australian, has made a massive installation of skulls, which I had tears in my eyes. It's a pretty extraordinary thing to see. Oh. And another Irish artist, Richard Moss, has made a video which uses heat sensing cameras, and he's got this extraordinary footage of people unloading their children off rubber dinghies into huge big US warships through that Syrian refugee crisis. And that was obviously close to home for me metaphorically, but very powerful, moving stuff and worth it. And I think another thing about it is that there's a lot of things that I feel bad that I haven't bought my kids, because I know my children love those sorts of massive interactive
of course.
Things, and this show's full of those moments.
Oh, great. It sounds fantastic. So it's open today. It's the inaugural NGV Triennial, and we've been talking to Ben Quilty. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me.
And good luck with everything, and we'll get along and have a look.